The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your daily Texans podcast coming to you directly from Alliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Fans, remember to register for our two open practices against the Saints. That will be August 19th and 20th. Today is Tuesday, August 11th. Training camp has become routine and players are ready for Kansas City. Coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media after practice on players' roles in training camp.
Cody Wiggins.
Yeah, we've been impressed. He had really good OTAs with us, like his quickness off the ball and what we're trying to do. And, you know, with Sean, it's about me practicing him the right way, keeping him off the turf, and I think he can contribute to this team a great deal.
Has Kevin Walters' role changed much since last season?
No, Kevin's the same old Kevin, man. I tell you, just a worker and hadn't missed a snap or a rep. And, you know, when it comes time to play 11 on 11, you know, Kevin just seems to make plays. And no different.
Gary, having Barber taking Ferguson's place with the Lions, is that just about getting him more reps?
Yeah, we're just trying to, guys, where we see that guys are earning those type of reps, and Dominique's had a very good camp, but we're going to give those guys opportunities. You know, as I tell the starters all the time, when we call the first group out here, we got 22 guys that step on the field, but all 22 of them have to prove that they belong there every day. So Dominique's pushing Nick right now, but Nick will respond. Nick's a pro, so it'll be a heck of a battle. So just impressed with how much progress Dominique's made.
Does he cover more ground than the guys that you've had back there in the past?
Well, I mean, to me that comes from playing a bunch. Does he cover more guys that really know what's going on? Smart to scheme, smart to routes and what's happening. Those are guys that cover the most ground. So, you know, I think it's about Nick seen routes for many, many years. Dominique, not so many. So I think he's going to only get better.
Gary, can you talk about Skinnina just to come and get
out here? Yeah, I used him as an example to the team the other day. You know, one of the things you find out in pro ball, you watch how it takes time for young guys to become what we call pros and practice every day and take care of their body. And I told those guys, I said, you know, we were out looking for another defensive lineman like 2 weeks ago. And to think that a 17-year vet's name has come up and talked about two practices a day and what we're going through right now, you think it'd be impossible. But the reason he keeps getting opportunities is because he can go all day. I mean, in tremendous condition. He has not missed any practice. I don't have to practice once a day. So when you can do that, you're probably going to find another way to get a job. And he's really amazing.
He told me the other day, he said, I love him.
Yeah, he's a little sick that way, you know, but no, he loves the game. You know, he just loves the game, and he still thinks he can contribute, and I'm not sure he can. We'll see what happens.
How did you feel guys are reacting to a more game-type situation?
Yeah, well, you guys see him. I just think it's important that we keep putting him through, you know, tough situations, the noise, no coaches in their hip pockets. And, you know, you find out where players are quicker that way, and that's what we're fixing to go find out Saturday, so we need to get a head start on it now. We haven't talked about it, but you know, my history over the past would say that they're probably going to play a quarter at the most, you know, but I'll probably put a play count on them, so I'll let you guys know Thursday.
Have you been impressed with the way Dwayne Brown has gotten in better shape and kind of just grown as a player?
Yeah, he's a better player in year two than he was in year one. Yeah, you know, he's got to become one. Just think about the guys he plays, you know, talk about Van der Bosch and Freeney. Those guys that he lines up against on a regular basis, he's got to work through a Pro Bowl level type player. So he's having a good camp. He's a better player this year than last year.
Also, D'Amico Ryans explained how he is ready for the first unscripted game.
I think this is the furthest along we've been since I've been here. It's my fourth year, so this is the furthest we've been, and it's headed in the right direction. We have a good foundation, a good base. Guys know what we're doing. We just have to clean it up more and more each day. That's why we come out and practice just to clean up our act a little bit every day. So once we get it right, you know, we should be ready to roll this season. Comes in
right.
Start
this Saturday.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're very anxious to get out and go against someone else other than our offense. You know, we pretty much know what they're going to do every play. They know what defenses we're lining up in. So it's going to be fun to go out there and play with unscripted football. No one knows what the other team is going to do.
you talk about him being able to go out there and crush someone, but how many of you guys want to go out there and crush someone?
I better have 10 other guys with me, and I feel like I'm going to have those guys. You know, those 10 other guys are going to go out there and ready to lay the hat on someone. That's what we set out to do. Be, you know, our goal is to be a lot more physical this year as a defense, as our entire team. So we're going to go out there and we get a chance to showcase it Saturday and see how physical we really going to be.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.